What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Fireside Giants. I'm your host, Anthony Rivardo, and today I want to take a look at the New York Giants offensive line and discuss the depth that they added this offseason. General Manager Joe Shane did an appearance yesterday on ESPN Radio, and he was asked about the offensive line depth, his comfortability with it, was asked about Andrew Thomas, rookie Marcus Bowe, and also Evan Neal's development, and gave a lot of great insight. So I kind of want to react to some of these quotes from Joe Shane and give my general thoughts on the Giants offensive line. Of course, it's Thursday. The Giants play their first preseason game this Saturday. I can't wait for that. We're going to be doing a live stream during the preseason game. Make sure you guys do tune in. I'll be live reacting and watching the game with you guys this Saturday, 1 o'clock. Be there or be square. Definitely make sure to tune in to Fireside Giants for a live game reaction live stream. But before we dive into this offensive line, talk about this preseason game and everything forthcoming, I want to also give you guys an update on Jackson Dart. Brian Daboll did confirm that Jackson Dart will play this Saturday. Not much of a surprise, but it's nice to hear the confirmation today on Thursday. He did not say how much Jackson Dart would play, and he also mentioned that he hasn't made a decision just yet on which starters will or won't play, or if any of them will at all. But he did say Jackson Dart is going to get some reps this Saturday. So I'm excited to see Jackson Dart. As you all know, I'm a big fan of Jackson Dart, and I can't wait to see him get his first NFL action, albeit preseason action, though, this Saturday afternoon. And on the topic of Jackson Dart, before we get to this offensive line, if you all remember, a couple of months ago, there was this thing called the SPS Star Predictor Model that went viral across the Giants community because Jackson Dart scored an unprecedented 100 score on the Star Predictor Model. Now, I had the creator of the Star Predictor Model, Brainy Ballers, on Fireside Giants for an exclusive interview. If you haven't seen that, go search back on the channel and find it because there was a lot of great information packed in there. But today, we have teamed up with Brainy Ballers to give away two tickets to see the New York Giants take on the Washington Commanders at MetLife Stadium in Week 14. Yeah, that's right. We are doing a big-time giveaway right here. Two tickets to go see the Giants play. Now, in order to enter this giveaway, the instructions are pretty simple. All you have to do is go over to Twitter/X, go find Brainy Ballers. He just dropped his Star Predictor Score hype tape. All you got to do, retweet that, follow Fireside Giants on Twitter, and follow Brainy Ballers. We will select the winner for the giveaway in November on the 12th. And then the winner gets two tickets to go watch the Giants play the Commanders. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to be doing this giveaway and teaming up with Brainy Ballers for this. Shout out to Brainy Ballers. Again, make sure you go see the hype tape, retweet it, follow Fireside Giants, follow Brainy Ballers for your chance to win two tickets to watch the Giants play the Commanders. But now, let's go ahead and dive into the main topic of conversation here, which is the Giants offensive line. And I'm actually going to start this conversation with Marcus Bowe, the fifth round pick that the Giants selected in this year's draft. When the Giants selected Marcus Bowe, I was ecstatic. I mean, we were all really excited. This was a projected third round pick who fell into the fourth round. The Giants were debating, should they draft him? Should they draft Cam Scadaboo? They end up taking Scadaboo, and then this projected third round pick, Bowe, falls all the way into round five. Too good a value to pass up. They end up with both Scadaboo and Bowe and Darius Alexander in the third round. We all know it was a haul for the Giants in this year's draft. They deserve all of the praise they've received. But so far, Marcus Bowe has been developing behind the scenes at more than one position. He primarily played right tackle during his time in college at Purdue, although he did play some right guard, but he's a bit undersized for the offensive tackle position. As a result, there's been conversation, will he move to guard at the next level? Will he even maybe move to center? He said shortly after he was drafted that he is open to playing any or all five of the positions on the offensive line. But so far at training camp, the Giants have had him playing tackle. And I say tackle because they haven't had him playing right tackle or left tackle. They've had him playing both tackle positions. He was listed on the unofficial depth chart as the Giants' second string right tackle and their third string left tackle. He took first team reps last week at training camp at left tackle and had a lot of impressive moments. In fact, I thought he looked really good at left tackle, arguably just as good as the Giants' backup left tackle, James Hudson, the veteran that they signed this offseason. So I'm starting this conversation here with Marcus Bowe to discuss how important he is becoming to this offensive line as a rookie to be a pure depth piece at either of these tackle spots. But I'm also going to talk about James Hudson and the way that he's performed at training camp, and why I feel like the Giants finally gave themselves some insurance on this offensive line. Over the last 2 years, we've been playing a lot of games without Andrew Thomas. That's been extremely detrimental to the Giants' offense. It's fallen apart. The offensive line has absolutely collapsed on itself whenever Andrew Thomas is off the field. And he's still off the field. Hasn't been practicing yet. He's on the physically unable to perform list. He's been doing some work on the side with trainers, but is not yet ready to go. There is optimism and there is the expectation that he will be ready for week one. But until then, it's the James Hudson show at left tackle. He's listed as the first string left tackle for the time being. But behind him, there is Marcus Bowe and some other guys as well competing for the spot. Stone Forsythe is also one of the backup tackles that the Giants signed this offseason. But Marcus Bowe, I want to share with you guys a quote here from Joe Shane that he said yesterday on ESPN Radio. Quote, "He's done a really good job at left and right tackle. I'm excited to see him in the preseason," end quote. And I'm going to tie that quote into saying, I'm excited to see him in the preseason, and he is one of the players that I'm keeping the closest eye on. We're going to talk about Evan Neal here in this episode as well. He's probably the number one player that I'm watching during the preseason. However, Marcus Bowe is pretty high up on that list because I want to see where he plays. Is he primarily playing right tackle since he's listed as a second stringer there on the depth chart? Or is he playing a little bit more of left tackle knowing that Andrew Thomas is not yet ready to take the field? Are they going to work him more in that position out of need, or are they going to work him more in the other position out of strength? That's going to be the big question that I want to see the Giants answer in this preseason with Marcus Bowe. And if Marcus Bowe continues to play well, and in fact, if he perhaps outperforms James Hudson, could he move up the depth chart and be viewed as the backup left tackle who potentially will see playing time this year if Andrew Thomas does go down with another injury or isn't ready by week one? I think there is a path for Marcus Bowe to play a lot as a rookie. I don't necessarily know if I want him to play a lot as a rookie. I like that the Giants have stashed this fifth-round offensive lineman, great value on the pick, and now they're trying to develop him behind the scenes and not rushing him onto the field. But we know that plans change and circumstances change. And the circumstance for the Giants now is Andrew Thomas should be healthy by the start of the season. But the circumstance could be Andrew Thomas is no longer healthy by the end of the season, as has been the pattern the last 2 years. What's the Giants' plan then? Is it James Hudson at left tackle? Is it Marcus Bowe at left tackle? Is it Jermaine Illuminor flipping back to left tackle and Marcus Bowe at right tackle? Those are the questions that we'll start to get an answer to by seeing where Marcus Bowe is playing in the preseason and seeing where he plays best. Does he play more left tackle or more right tackle? And which of those two spots does he look better and more comfortable competing in? That's going to be a big storyline and topic to follow in this preseason. So stay tuned on this Saturday for the first preseason game against the Bills. Try to keep a close eye on where Marcus Bowe is playing. Now, Evan Neal, I just mentioned him. Update on him. He's not practicing today. This is, I think, the Giants' final practice. Yes, it's Thursday and they play on Saturday. This is their final practice before Saturday's preseason game. And Evan Neal is working on the side with trainers. He is not participating in today's practice, and that could be pretty detrimental to his stock. His stock has been way up this summer. He moved to guard. He's had some really solid moments at guard, some good practices, stacked a few good days on top of each other. And there's a lot of interest surrounding Evan Neal as he hopefully tries to turn his career around. Even Joe Shane yesterday, I'll pull up this quote. I thought this was really eye-opening. Mentioned that Neal has a chance to start. He said, quote, "Evan, if he doesn't win the starting job, he's a good depth piece out there. He's done well at guard," end quote. I really like to hear that from Joe Shane because it's an open acknowledgement that there indeed is a competition for the starting right guard job. Evan Neal has taken a lot of first-team right guard snaps during training camp, and that was initially speculated to be he's only getting those reps because Greg Van Roten is not practicing. But now it's pretty clear and obvious after they were rotating those snaps last week and after hearing Joe Shane say if he doesn't win the starting job, that there is a competition and that Neal is not just viewed as a backup depth piece, but as a true competitor for a starting gig on the offensive line. So with Evan Neal now not practicing today, if he is injured, that will derail the entire thing. That'll derail his entire competition, his entire push for the starting lineup. He needs to go out there and prove himself in the preseason because to this point, all we've heard is subjective, high opinions from the Giants themselves on Evan Neal's performance during practice. Practice is one thing. games are a completely different thing. And preseason games are a completely different thing from regular season games. But we need to at least see some signs of progress in the preseason before the Giants can feel remotely comfortable putting this guy in the starting lineup for the regular season. Keep in mind, this is a player who at the start of last year's regular season was a healthy scratch. Last year, the Giants didn't even view him as a quality depth piece. Now Joe Shane, straight from the horse's mouth, is calling him a good depth piece, but also referring to him as a player competing for a starting job. So they've clearly done a 180 on Evan Neal. They've changed their mind and their perspective on him, which is a great testament to the work that he's put in this summer and the progress that he's made while transitioning to guard. But even still, this preseason is crucial for him. He needs to turn in some good reps and he needs to have some good performances in this preseason if he wants a legitimate chance of starting during the regular season. But if he's not healthy and he can't play in the preseason, he's not going to get that job. He will lose that opportunity, and it will go to Greg Van Roten. So keep an eye on Evan Neal. He's not practicing today. Maybe he plays on Saturday, but if he doesn't play on Saturday, I think some of you who might have been teetering on or off the ship can jump ship on Evan Neal, personally, just because I think there's going to be a lot of ground to make up if he's not able to get into any of these preseason games. He has to play this preseason, and he has to play well in order to get that starting job. So we'll see. Hopefully they're just taking it cautious with him. Maybe he's a little bit winded. Maybe they're resting him up and getting him ready to play a lot of snaps on Saturday. That's possible. Or he could be hurt and he's not playing on Saturday. Keep an eye. And of course, we will update you guys right here on Fireside Giants with anything that we hear about Evan Neal. I will be live tomorrow to preview the preseason game and discuss any of the storylines and answer any of your questions about the Giants before they do kick off the preseason on Saturday again. So back-to-back days of live streaming, a lot of great content coming out here on Fireside Giants. Let's talk about some of the other guys on this offensive line. Like I said, Andrew Thomas, not ready to play. John Runyon Jr. is ready to play. He is healthy and ready to go after having a season-ending injury last season. John Michael Schmitz has had his fair shares of ups and downs throughout the training camp period, but he is the projected starter and he will be playing. Although I did hear that Jake Kubas has had a good summer. He's a backup interior offensive lineman for the Giants. And even Austin Schlottman has had some good days as well. So the Giants do feel comfortable with the depth that they have at the interior of the offensive line slash center. Also, keep in mind that Greg Van Roten last year when John Michael Schmitz got injured moved from right guard to center. So there is a chance that if anything happens with Schmitz this season, we could see Van Roten move to center and we could see Neal get his path to playing right guard that way. Evan Neal has played left guard and right guard this summer, as I mentioned. He does seem to be historically more comfortable on the left side of the line, but the Giants clearly want to see some return on their investment for Neal, and that's why they're having him compete at right guard, which is a lot more open and has a lot more room to open up for a potential change during the season. And then at right tackle, it's Jermaine Illuminor, and I'm very happy about Jermaine Illuminor returning. I think that he's a good player. I think he's a great locker room leader and a fan favorite, of course. And he's a guy that I think the Giants are going to have under consideration for a potential contract extension this season. Now, behind him, of course, like I said, is Marcus Bowe and Stone Forsythe. I don't want to see much Stone Forsythe this year. He's not a great player. He's struggled a lot in the past, although he is a good veteran swing tackle as a third stringer, I suppose. Don't want to see him much. I'd rather see the Giants turn to Marcus Bowe in that case. But Bowe could also be the pick over at left tackle. He's going to be competing with James Hudson, another player that I'm keeping a close eye on during the preseason. James Hudson is not the best player historically in his career. He is certainly a backup, but he is a better backup than what the Giants have had in the past, in my opinion. Listed alongside him at left tackle on the first unofficial depth chart has been Josh Azidu. That's going to have some of you Giants fans freaking out. A lot of us feel like the Giants are playing Azidu out of position. I still feel that way. I don't view him as a tackle. I view him as a guard. For whatever reason, the Giants view him as a tackle. He was listed as the second string left tackle on the unofficial depth chart. Marcus Bowe behind him as the third string left tackle. So all three of those guys worth keeping an eye on during this preseason period. And because they view Azidu as a left tackle, that could cause Marcus Bowe to get more snaps on the right side of the line rather than the left side of the line. But I'll be honest with you, I'm more interested in seeing how he performs at left tackle because I don't think that James Hudson, I think that he is a fine backup player, but I don't think he can hold down the fort for an extended period of time if Andrew Thomas does get hurt. And I know that Josh Azidu isn't capable of doing that because the Giants have asked him to several times in the past and he's failed miserably. I don't know whether or not Marcus Bowe is capable of doing that, and I'd like to find out. So I think the Giants should give him some run at left tackle during the preseason, but it remains to be seen whether or not they will. They might primarily specialize him on the right side, but I really would like to see them play him a good amount over at left tackle as well. And then those guard spots, Azeedu should be working in there at some point, I suppose. But Jake Kubas, Schlottman, and some of those other backups are there. And hey, maybe even Marcus Bowe can fill in there. But now, before I wrap this up, I just want to say, generally speaking, I feel better about the Giants' offensive line depth. A lot of that does have to do with the fact that they poured some assets into it, signing James Hudson, signing Stone Forsythe, and drafting Marcus Bowe. The year prior, the Giants didn't draft a single offensive lineman, despite having a bad offensive line. That seemed like an obvious error at the time. Now, we loved their 2024 draft class. They got a lot of talent in that group, but not addressing the offensive line in it did feel like a little bit of a missed opportunity. No, it wasn't the strongest offensive line class, but even still, the Giants were situated to probably land somebody developmental in the 2024 draft. That didn't happen for them, so in 2025, they go ahead and they do draft Marcus Bowe. I think that's a nice change in the strategy. I think that's the correct strategy, is to take some late-round flyers on value prospects on the offensive line. You never know who's going to develop. Take Trey Smith with the Chiefs as an example, also a former fifth-round pick who was projected to go on day two many years ago. Now he's arguably the best right guard, purely right guard, in the NFL. Hoping that we see a similar career arc for Marcus Bowe. He's got the tools and the traits. He just needs to round out his game a little bit. He is undersized, so maybe the tools and traits assessment wasn't entirely accurate, but he does have some good skill in his game, just needs to round things out. But that's what the preseason is for, and that's what we're going to be keeping an eye on. I think that the Giants' offensive line depth is better. They have several guys who could step in at left tackle if Andrew Thomas isn't ready or if he does go down with another injury. Last year, that wasn't the case. They banked on Josh Azeedu taking a step forward. He failed to do so. And then they had to sign the likes of Chris Hubbard off of a practice squad. They had to flip Jermaine Illuminor from the right side to the left side. Illuminor made it clear that he does not want to do that. He wants to play on the right side and he wants to stay on the right side. So the Giants did make it a priority to add some talent capable of playing on the left side. So that way, if there is an injury, Illuminor can stay at his natural position of right tackle. And I do think that's best for the Giants' offensive line. Illuminor is better at right tackle, and he's more comfortable there. The Giants did make it a point to add natural left tackles to this roster, which is why I feel better about the depth of this offensive line and think that it could be an improved unit this upcoming season. Do I expect them to have a top 10, even top 15 offensive line this year? No, probably not. But if we can shoot into the top 20, that would be a major improvement over the top 30s and top 32s that we've had in the past, because the Giants offensive line has consistently ranked among the bottom five in the NFL for the last several years. A lot of that has had to do with the fact, though, that Andrew Thomas has missed time due to injuries. So if he can be on the field like he was at the beginning of last season, when he was on the field last year, the offensive line was definitely a better unit. It was more cohesive and the pass protection was improved. So if he can be back on the field this year, stay healthy with some of these depth pieces as well, I think the Giants' offensive line has a better chance of surviving this year. Now, they didn't add starting talent this offseason. It's Greg Van Roten returning at right guard. He's 35 years old. It's Jermaine Illuminor in his 30s returning at right tackle. It's John Michael Schmitz with question marks surrounding him returning at center. It's John Runyon coming off of an injury at left guard. And it is Andrew Thomas coming off of a significant injury with foot surgery at left tackle. No changes in the starting five of the offensive line, so I'll say I don't think the ceiling of this offensive line has improved at all from where it was last year, but I do think the floor has improved because of the additions to the depth. So I'm going to praise Joe Shane and said he did a good job adding depth this offseason to the offensive line, at least comparatively speaking to the past two offseasons. But that's what the preseason is for, evaluating and seeing if that assessment is correct. I need to see Marcus Bowe get significant snaps. I need to see Evan Neal get significant snaps this preseason at right guard. I really want to see where he's at in his development. Those two players will be crucial to this offensive line as depth pieces and potentially as eventual starters. So I'm excited for that. I'm curious about that. And that's one of the top things that I will be keeping an eye on and commentating on this Saturday during the preseason game. Again, tune in Saturday, 1 o'clock. I'll be live here on the channel reacting to the game and giving you guys instant analysis on everything going on Giants versus Bills preseason week one. As I mentioned, go over to the link down below. It'll be pinned in the comment section. Enter the giveaway for the two Giants versus Commanders tickets in week 14. Make sure to follow along with Fireside Giants on Twitter. Make sure to follow along with Brainy Ballers on Twitter and retweet the SPS Predictor Model hype tape. All of that will get you entered into the giveaway for 2 Giants tickets versus the Commanders. Until then, though, guys, we've got a lot more planned on the channel, a lot of surprises coming your way. If you made it to the end of this video, I'll throw out their sneak peek. Chris the Entertainer, him and I will be posting a video within the next few days. We're going to be going into more details over our live watch party for Week 1 versus the Commanders just a month from now at the Bizarre Music Festival, as I've hinted to several times here on the channel. We're going to start promoting that a little bit more, and I'm really excited for that for you guys. And we've got a lot of other great stuff planned for the channel as well, so stay tuned. Make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe if you're new, ring the bell so you don't miss an episode, comment your thoughts down below. If you're listening to Apple or Spotify, leave us a 5-star review, and go follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, I'll catch you all on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants. Perfect.